I'm in Montreal.
For CGLO News, I'm Danny Obrey. A trial against the social media giant Meta, formerly known as Facebook, began in Washington on Monday. The Federal Trade Commission sued company owner Mark Zuckerberg based on claims that the businessman unlawfully eliminated competition by purchasing Instagram and WhatsApp. Zuckerberg's lawyer, Mark Hansen, argues that there is nothing illegal about making acquisitions in order to grow and expand a company. Mark Zuckerberg is expected to testify at the trial, which could potentially last for weeks. Three men are facing first-degree murder charges in relation to the death of a 55-year-old Jean-David Isme, which occurred in Montreal's Notre-Dame-de-Grâce neighborhood. Samuel Jourdain Cody, Darius Cabernani, and Brian Moreau-Guignard were arrested late last week and are expected to appear in a Montreal courthouse on Friday afternoon. Jean-David Isme was fatally shot on February 2nd at the intersection of St. Jacques Street and Beaconsfield Avenue. Isma's death was the third homicide in Montreal this year. Blondie drummer Clem Burke passed away at age 70 after a long-fought battle with cancer. Since Blondie came into existence in 1974, Burke contributed to hit songs such as Call Me, One Way or Another, and their hit album Pollinator. He also played drums for music legends David Bowie and Bob Dylan, and for widely known bands such as Eurythmics, The Flesh Stones, Dramarama, and The Romantics. He is survived by his wife, Ellen Burke. For more information, go to cjlo.com/news or follow CJLO News on Spotify.
Good evening. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at cjlo.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and welcome back. So glad of you to join me today. The weather's been really nice for the past few days, temperature-wise. So we love that. Spring has sprung, finally. I have tulips in my kitchen. It's feeling so spring. I open my windows every evening. It's really nice. Ooh, what did I just do? I just pressed the arrow. Oops. Yeah. What else? So for some of you who might be DJs who are listening and other those of you who are not, last Thursday we had the Diegos. And now if you don't know what the Diegos are, it's like our Grammys, basically. It's like our award show. And I actually won an award, which was the Lisa Simpson Award for Programming. It's a vote between like the people here at the station. So like the other DJs and yeah, I was really surprised to win. I don't think my programming is like, you know, that like legendary, but, according to all my other DJs, it is. So thank you guys so much. And yeah, I don't know. I was really surprised. It's really cool. I'm going to like frame it and put it on my wall. Very excited about that. I feel like that's kind of all I really need to say. Oh my gosh, guys, I'm back in my reading era. So starting Friday, this past Friday at 8 p.m. to Sunday, probably like before 8 p.m., I read 5 books. I read 5 books. I read a bunch of Abby Jimenez books. I read 5 of them, not the one that came out this year and not the one that came out last year, but the other one. So like the Part of Your World series and like the playlist ones, those ones. Read them all. It was the best weekend ever. Back in my reader era, I read The Woman yesterday by Kristen Hanna. It was really good. If you haven't read that, you should totally read it. It's really good. And I'm now reading Remarkably Bright Creatures, which I don't remember who it's by, but it has an octopus on the cover. I'm trying to read 150 books this year, guys. And so far I have read, we can get a live update right now. I'm opening up my Goodreads. So far, I've read 33 books out of 150 books, and I am 10 books behind schedule. Okay, I'm reading Remarkably Bright Creatures by Shelby Van Pelt, and I started it this morning, and I'm about 100 pages in. Yeah, Okay, I feel like that's enough. And now I'm yawning. So sorry. We're going to get into the music. We are kicking things off with three songs. One of them is new. One of them is new, actually. So we have Chimie by Aya Nakamura. We have Angel by New Dad. And we have Loved by You by Kirby. So that's our first little trilogy of the evening. We're getting right into it. And we're starting off strong with some brand new Aya Nakamura. So let's get into it. Ils veulent qu'on se capte, je parle chinois, je fais la diva, je suis une galère, faut que je le rappelle. Je l'ai eu au téléphone, il m'a dit t'as l'habitude de bomber avec les hommes, t'as l'habitude. Mais qu'est-ce qu'il raconte? Peut-être qu'il a raison. Si j'étais pas têtu, on serait mariés depuis des saisons. Des fois j'abuse, trop de caprices. Il a dit j'abuse, deviens plus mature. Il veut la maison, il veut les enfants, il me parle en chimie chimie. Il veut la maison, il veut les enfants, il me parle en chimie chimie. Il veut la maison, il veut les enfants, il me parle en chimie chimie. Il veut la maison, il veut les enfants, il me parle en chimie chimie. Tu me parles de quoi? Cette ville-là, tu la connais pas. J'aime pas quand tu parles beaucoup, j'préfère quand t'es dans l'action. Il m'a tombé, target les finitions. Souvent, monsieur, maman, j'ai du regard. Normal, mon body, c'est de l'art. Mon body, c'est de l'art. J'suis têtu, il aime ça. Tu veux qu'on bouge, c'est la galère à Paname. Appelle-moi ce soir, j'suis off, peut-être qu'on se captera au Plaza. Est-ce que t'as vu mon vrai visage? Me mélange pas avec toutes ces ficelles. Elles m'envient, ça fait un bad time. Elles sont fat de moi, ça fait un bad time. Me mélange pas. Il veut la maison, il veut les enfants, il me parle en chimie chimie. Il veut la maison, il veut les enfants, il me parle en chimie chimie. Il veut la maison, il veut les enfants, il me parle en chimie chimie. Il veut la maison, il veut les enfants, il me parle en chimie chimie.
I'm Somebody without someone is no one at all. And baby, all these nights I've struggled and fought my pride, scared that someone your type couldn't see past my flaws.
The score.
In a world, in a land before time, in an outpost on the edge of space, one man, a robot renegade cop. Now, more than ever.
Whoa, feedback.
Life is so much better with soundtracks. Join me Sundays from 9 to 10 a.m. for an hour of movie music on What the Hell's the Score? Here on CJLO 1690 a.m. in Montreal.
The federal election is on April 28th. Waking up for an early class? That's hard. Voting is easy. You can register and vote on campus from April 13th to 16th. And don't forget to bring accepted ID. Check elections.ca to find out where and when you can vote.
Good evening. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam. Welcome back. I didn't know we could vote on campus. Otherwise, I wouldn't have registered for a mail-in ballot that still hasn't come. It probably will never show up. Just my luck. Otherwise, I would have voted on campus. It's apparently really easy, and like McGill has, all the universities in the city have it for their students to vote. Anyways, we're going to talk about the first three. Oh, did you guys hear that they moved up the prime minister's debate because it was like competing for with the time that the Habs game was starting or something tomorrow? So they moved up the debate by 2 hours so that the debate could be over to watch the last like Habs regular season game where they like might get into the playoffs. I saw that today. I don't know if it's real or not, but I saw that. It's really giving Canadian. Anyways, the first three songs. So we started off with Chimiyi by Aya Nakamura, released February 20th, 2025 as a single. Aya Nakamura is a French Milan singer, songwriter. Then we had Angel by New Dad, which is a 2024 release. This is off of the album Madra. New Dad is an Irish indie rock band from Galway. They formed in 2018, and their music blends indie pop, shoegaze, and post-punk influences. And the name of their album, Madra, is actually the word for dog in Irish, which I thought was pretty cool. Then we finished off with Loved by You by Kirby. We're going a little bit back. I don't really play stuff from like the mid 2010s, and I think I need to do that. There's just like a lot of hits, and I don't want to play hits. Anyways, Loved by You by Kirby was released in 2016 as a single. Kirby was born in Memphis, but her like little catchphrase for herself is a soul singer from Mississippi trying to make Jesus and her ancestors proud. Love that for her. Our next three songs, we've got Luminary by Joel Sunny, Oh Mercury by New Chance, and Snowblind by Sky Diggers. So let's kick this off with our instrumental song of the night, Luminary by Joel Sunny.
Thank you. likes the quiet. The quiet speaks. Oh, my words are all I need. Will you send equally. Die in the night. Can you hold my hand?
right. Good evening. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam. And let's chat about those three songs. We kick things off with Luminary by Joel Sunny. This is another single released in 2023. Joel created this song with the purpose of creating a soundtrack for people to escape into any world, especially for readers. And I, as a reader, can say with confidence that he absolutely nailed this. So good. It's just phenomenal. He also just released a single this year, like not that long ago. So there is new stuff if you're interested in that. Joel Sunny like the sun. Joel Sunny is a gifted musician who has had a big impact on the classical and chamber music scenes. He is well regarded by critics for his unique ability to meld classical and modern music genres. He's from India, raised in England, and currently based in Australia. And that was him. That's all his like doing in Luminary. It's him. It's so good. Then we had Mercury by New Chance, released April 7th, 2025 as a single. New Chance is a Toronto musician and vocalist Victoria Chong. And then we had Snowblind by Sky Diggers, released April 9th, 2025 as a single. We're doing a lot of singles tonight. Sky Diggers is a Canadian roots rock band from Toronto, formed in 1990. They've released 19 albums and have always had their two founders, Andy Mays and Josh Finlayson, as part of the band, with everyone else coming and going. Our next three songs, we've got Answering Machine by Jimmy Kilpatrick, Unforgettable by Amanda Reum, and Blisters by Jim's Plumbing and Electrical. So let's kick off our next trilogy with Answering Machine by Jimmy Kilpatrick.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and let's run through those three songs that we just listened to. We kicked off that little trilogy with Answering Machine by Jimmy Kilpatrick, released April 11th off of the album creatively titled Jimmy. Jimmy Kilpatrick is a Canadian singer and songwriter formerly associated with the band Shotgun and Jaybird, but since the band's breakup, he's had a solo career. Then we had Unforgettable by Amanda Rayum, another April 11th album release. This is off of the album The Truth We Hold. Amanda Rayum's music tells stories of Métis resilience and resistance spanning centuries. She has a unique, gutsy, guitar-driven style and a very lively Métis fiddle, and her music preserves history and shares moments of Métis joy, strength, and struggle. She's a member of the Métis Nation of Ontario and has Ojibwe and Anishinaabe ancestors from Lac. So then we had Blisters by Jim's Plumbing and Electrical, released April 10th, 2025, off of the EP The Business. Jim's Plumbing and Electrical is a rock and roll band from Ottawa. We're going to do ads and then we're going to get into our last three songs of the night. But our last three songs, I'll give you the rundown right now. I always do. Love and Labrador by Freightliner and Innes Wilson. Some Other Lives by Dan Young and Never You Mind by the Dusk Whales. We're going to get right into it after this ad break.
This April, Concordia's Design and Computation Art students are presenting Nodes.na, their annual year-end exhibition. From April 15th to 17th, discover a wide range of future-facing work, from sustainable materials and furniture design to games and immersive environments. The show highlights the intersection of ideas, disciplines, and identities emerging from one of Concordia's most innovative programs, and it offers a glimpse into what's next in design. The exhibition will be open to explore at the Société des Arts Technologiques from April 15th to the 17th and culminate in an unforgettable final event on April 17th from 6 to 9 p.m. We've got some great stuff in store for our guests. It's 18 plus only, free entry for all, and we'll see you there.
Hi, I'm Sydney Sheedy.
And I'm Piper Curtis.
We are the producers of Discordia, a 10-part audio docuseries for CJLO 1690 AM, funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada Radio Meters Program.
Discordia offers a deep dive into key moments from the history of student activism at Concordia, from the 1969 Computer Center occupation to the 2024 student encampment for Gaza and the ongoing fight against tuition hikes.
Featuring archival material, original interviews, and discussions with current student activists and researchers, we explore ongoing motivations and tensions in student mobilization and solidarity in Montreal.
This program is made in collaboration with CJLO's Volunteer Corps. To get involved, contact us at discordia@cjlo.com. Tune in on Monday, April 7th at 6 p.m. for the 9th episode of Discordia, wherein we discuss the current state of organizing against Quebec tuition hikes announced in 2023.
Long ago, one summer night long ago, when I was on the road, playing a small town bar I can't remember the name of. She was serving tables and was the only one watching me play. So I stood on that stage, solo, just singing for her. I fell in love. Labrador. I played my last song and only one table was left. They came up to me and they said I was pretty good. So I sat down alone after the show for a drink. She brought me a beer, sat down and said something sweet. I fell in love, Labrador. if I wanted to go on down to the beach. So I hopped in her car and she took me down a few streets. We drove up right on the sand and parked on the shore. Sound of the waves. Talked and we talked and we laughed until the next day. Leave my love.
Maybe in some other lives we would have worked it out, found a way to laugh, something to cry about. Wouldn't let the distance win. We'd have gone all in, worn our hearts on our sleeves. Maybe in some other lives, not in these. Quite a lover, more than a friend. We all know how the story ends. One hand for holding, one on the wheel, telling ourselves it was no big deal. We were looking all around for something that we found. We're trying not to feel the things we felt, but the cards ain't in our lives. We ain't husbands, we ain't wives, and I guess you got to play the hand you're dealt. Maybe in some other life cry out.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM Radio Airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam. We're going to chat through those two songs, and then we're going to get into our last song. We kicked off that little duo with Love in Labrador by Freightliner and Inez Wilson, released April 11th as a single. Freightliner explores elements of country, Americana, and folk rock, featuring R.P. McMurphy, Joshua Osmond, and fronted by singer-songwriter Inez Wilson. They're from somewhere in Ontario. I think it's the Guelph region. Then we had Some Other Lives by Dan Young, another April 11th single release. Dan Young is a country singer-songwriter based outside Toronto, and he creates music grounded in the style of roots and classical country storytelling with a touch of modern pop. Our next song is Never You Mind by The Dusk Whales, released in 2017 as a single. Dusk Whales are a three-piece indie rock group formed in Manassas, Virginia in 2010, and their sound is reminiscent of 60s groups such as The Beatles and The Doors, with their use of keyboards, vocal harmonies, and a touch of their psychedelic roots. All right, well, thank you so much for listening to me tonight. That is it for me. As always, you're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM Radio Airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam. I'll catch you guys next week. And up next, after the song, after Never You Mind by the Dusk Whales and the news, you've got Punk the System, so stay tuned for that. Here's Never You Mind by the Dusk Whales, and I'll catch you guys next week.
Once you get there, and no one ever told me it could be this simple. If you're looking for the answer, well, by that time you'll probably be. Always that I'm younger. Logistics are an issue, but they hurt no longer. But once you realize the answer, but by that time, you'll probably be dead. It's hard for you, it's hard for me too.